Just to the north of Congo is the new nation of South Sudan. It became independent on July 9th after more than 20 years of bitter civil war. The new country adopted one of the most progressive constitutions in Africa, including freedom of the press. But critics say that press freedom in South Sudan is already in trouble. Benno Muschler reports from the capital, Juba.
It all began with a wedding. The wedding of the daughter of South Sudan's President Salva Kiir. Instead of marrying within her Dinka tribe, she chose a businessman from Ethiopia, and her father allowed it. An insult against his people, that's how Dangdut Ayok described it in his column in the Destiny newspaper. That did not go down well with the new government. The National Security Services called Destiny editor-in-chief Ngor Garang to its offices in Juba. Destiny publisher Dieu Matok went with him.
But unfortunately, after two hours in discussion, we were served with the letter of suspension of the newspaper, and then the editorship was arrested.
Several days later, columnist Dangdut Ayok was also arrested. Both men were held in the NSS headquarters. It's a windowless, four-story building on the outskirts of Juba. After 2 weeks in detention, both Destiny journalists were released, following pressure from several NGOs and diplomats.
On the first day they arrested me, I was badly beaten.
Speaking via Skype, Ayok says when he was first detained, he was badly beaten. Ayok says they were released without charges and forced to write a statement of apology. But he says he doesn't regret what he wrote in his column. President Kiir has said that the arrests of the journalists were justified, even though the constitution prohibits holding anyone for more than 24 hours without a judge's approval. Atem Yakatem is the deputy information minister. He didn't really want to talk about this.
I'm not going really to comment whether this approach was right or wrong. The council of ministers, as to the best of my knowledge, has never sat to discuss it.
But when I turned off the recorder, Yakatem became more specific. He said President Kiir and the head of the NSS believed they were above the law. Tom Rhodes is with a committee to protect journalists. He says the Destiny case is only the most blatant example of a worrisome trend.
We've come across other cases of short-term detentions of journalists in South Sudan, and again, it's done completely arbitrarily without any address to the law or any official charges brought forward.
Though both journalists are free, the Destiny newspaper remains shut. Publisher Dieu Matok worries his new country is not living up to its promise.
Nobody like anybody to be tortured. Nobody like any human rights abuse in this young country. Because South Sudan is born out of a struggle against all this kind of inhuman. So we don't want to see them in our new country.
Matok says he's concerned that South Sudan may become just like the old country, Sudan. For the world, I'm Benno Muschler, Juba, South Sudan.
Pierre Fink contributed to this story.